Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin. May I please have your zip code so I can locate the account?
97320.
Thank you. So that was 97320.
Yeah, but I think they have a wrong on this account. I think they gave a wrong zip code of 97. What is it? 97230.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name, please?
Robert Gillen.
Thank you. And that'll be one moment as I do see if I can locate that.
Okay, thank you.
And I really do want to thank you for your patience, as that is taking me just one moment.
Okay.
Okay, and I really do apologize, however, I'm having a little difficulty locating an account with that information. May I ask what product it is you're calling in about so that I can make sure it is a product that we service?
Well, the girl I talked to first said it was some kind of contest, and I did not enter any contest, a sweepstakes or some such nonsense. But
I
anyways,
do.
you guys, you charged me, what was it, $69.92 for something, and I did not charge anything because I don't know who these people are, and I'm in California.
No problem. I do completely understand. Do you mind spelling that last name for me to make sure that's spelled correctly so I can see if I may be able to locate that a different way?
Well, sir, Dillon.
Thank you. And so that I can see if I have located the correct account, could you verify the billing address for me, please?
2254 East Revere Road, Fresno, California, 93720.
Thank you. And if you don't mind giving me just a moment to look over the account, it would take just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, and I do believe I may see exactly what is going on. However, it will take me just one more moment. That way, I do make sure I'm giving you the correct information. So it'll be just a moment. Okay, so I really do want to thank you for your patience. I do see exactly what is going on, and I do want to let you know we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who places this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I do want to make sure that you do not recall taking a survey, participating in an email or an ad that would have led to the chance at a contest for a prize such as a mixer, a drill, a vacuum, or a iPhone?
No, ma'am, I would not.
I do completely understand. Since you are stating that it was not you that did the contest, we will be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting the USPS Postal Inspector. I do want you to be aware you can call back later if you want to ask your family members before we proceed with the investigation.
Well, it's just me and my wife, and she doesn't know anything about it.
Well, I do completely understand.
Someone's got my information out there, so no telling. But anyway, I did not enter any contest whatsoever. I don't believe in that stuff. There's nothing for free in this world. And we just don't do that stuff, and I'd like to get my money back.
Yes, I do completely understand. We can definitely get this filed as fraud, and as a courtesy, we will refund the account now pending the investigation.
Okay.
And you would see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days, and was there anything else I could assist you with?
No, that's about, yeah. One more thing. What was your first name, honey?
My name is Dustin.
Dustin, yeah, I wanted to write that down. That's a neat name. Dustin.
Thank you.
I like that.
And was there anything else I could assist you with?
No, Dustin, that's all I need. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service and hope you have a great rest of your day.
Okay, thank you, honey. Bye-bye.